Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Nick Griffin plus Letterman, lawyers, and news. It's all right after this.
Listen, and I'll tell you about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, yeah. Barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, yeah. Up from the ground come a bubbling crude. Black gold Texas tea. Sweet tea.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we have a great guest in the studio, the very handsome Nick Griffin is here with us. How many of you David Letterman shows?
I did 11.
11. Wow.
I did, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Did I ever tell you that I think it was the 8th, I forgot my jokes?
All of them?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I stood there. And I hemmed and hawed for like a minute, maybe a minute, literally. That's forever.
That's yes.
A long time, yeah.
Maybe a minute, minute and a half. And then I remembered some jokes, and then I forgot more jokes. I swear that happened. I mean, they'll obviously.
Did they air it?
Yeah, they edited it.
Yeah.
They did a great job editing
it. Did you get to talk to anybody after and explain yourself, or?
Well, there wasn't much to say. I told them I didn't try to do that. That wasn't the goal. I'd been put on a new like antidepressant, and I guess memory loss or something can happen. But it just was a fluke, and you could even tell like Letterman didn't say much after it. He just kind of walked away. But there was, I mean, the audience was stunned. And I did finish like with like four jokes.
Did you get some good laughs in spite of the fact that?
Yeah, I started strong and ended okay, but they were a little shocked. And
wow.
I always wanted to tell that little secret because.
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, I think it's happened to all of us at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we could edit
and they
here
had
on
me
this.
Back on after that.
It'd be nice if we could edit on this show, but we're. Oh. Yeah, we're live. Yeah,
no, almost every major artist you'll ask them. I remember John Mellencamp saying, "Oh God, yeah, I'll be in the middle of a song I've sung 300 times and it'll leave me."
Yeah,
that's so weird too because you have to like, you know, the first 10 seconds I go, "Oh my God, I'm forgetting my jokes," and then it starts to kind of steamroll. You go, "Oh my gosh, I'm still forgetting my jokes."
I think that's it's ever had that thing where you have to get up really early. And you go to bed, and even though you normally can go right to sleep, then you start thinking about not being able to get to sleep, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy,
yep.
And you're just done.
Just compounds the issue.
And then 3 minutes before your alarm goes off, you fall into a deep sleep.
Sure.
That's scary, though.
Yeah,
God, especially
it's
if
weird.
You'd already done. I'm
that
glad.
Was the Ed Sullivan Theater, and I don't know how many people are in there, but they're just staring at you because they can't believe, you know, obviously that you're.
Well, they trusted you. Then you were already a Letterman comic at that point.
You're lucky it wasn't. If it had been your first time.
Oh my heavens!
Oh, the old Pardo.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this: we're talking with.
Gonna get a text today.
Let's just not move on here. We're talking to comedian Nick Griffin. here in the Bob and Tom Show, and a veteran stand-up comedian, one of my very, very favorites. A cerebral guy, a handsome young man.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
Go on.
Let's be honest here.
Here it comes.
Many of the comedians who come in here, Christy, you would certainly not ever have even considered a kiss from. Is that what scale should we do this on? The
sleep with me scale?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, that's a very good name. The sleep with me scale, back in the day when it was sort of an option.
Well, I think.
Well, we all know that I've been attracted to Nick for years.
I think to get some perspective, we should probably, and I think Josh will agree with me on this.
Yeah.
We should probably go with the comedians you've already slept with.
Wow.
Right. Right.
To get a baseline and work turned around.
So we'll start with we'll start from the last to the first. So number 62 is
Zany.
Bob Zany.
Here's the thing. Nobody laughed at 62. That was the joke I was going for. That it's been that many.
We kind of accepted 62. We were waiting for the name you were going to
get. Well, 61 is a bass player, but he tells jokes sometimes.
What do you think of that, baby?
No, Christy, I'm so sorry. What I meant to say
was... It's International Women's Day.
I know, I'm so sorry.
More respectful.
Now, a moment of silence for all the jokes we can't tell.
Oh, my Lord.
We respect you every day. We don't need a special day.
Oh, really?
Yes, you know that.
How many comedians have I slept with?
No. That's,
come on,
I mean,
I'm smarter
we all
than
do
that.
Know that
no
but
offense,
I,
Nick.
74? Oh, did I win anything? Just kidding, Christy. Now we have, I'm just saying, Nick,
do you
remember the very first joke you told the first time you were on David Letterman?
I don't.
Okay, just curious.
I have no idea.
I have asked comedians before back in the day if they were on Carson, do you remember the first joke? And they usually do.
Yeah,
because
I bet.
Because they worked on that 3 or whatever it was, 4 minutes for months perfecting it.
Maybe I do. Maybe it was I think I came out and said, I'm divorced. Thank you. Everyone laughs. Then I go, thank you. And then we only lasted 3 years. 3 years we were supposed to be together till one of us died. And I never even had a fever. I think that was my first letter.
I love that joke.
The joke.
Now, Nick, I mentioned earlier that
Dating someone.
You were the handsome young bachelor. Are you you're officially seeing someone?
Yeah, I'm seeing somebody. I'm seeing a lawyer.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, good call.
How are those arguments?
Short.
Does she the party of the first part? Is that
yeah, you? Exactly. Yeah, she. It's a little worrisome because she makes, literally, I did the math, which wasn't hard, 6 times more than me.
In income.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that bother you?
I'm going to stick with it, though, because she makes 6 times more than me.
Apparently it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
that's
now,
nice.
She's very highly accomplished. Listen to her resume. She's got a MBA. She's got a doctorate in engineering. She's got a law degree, and she was in the National Guard for 18 years.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's true.
Good for you.
Yeah. Wow. I used to say, I don't want anyone telling me what to do, but I feel like in this case, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little career advice. Yeah.
She's got it together. She can defend you. She can build a bridge.
Yes.
A river.
Yeah.
I mean, have you met the parents, the whole deal?
I've not met the parents. Okay. No, I have not.
Okay, I have a question for you, Nick.
Yeah, sure.
Now, we had a
Did you see the look on his face? I haven't met the parents, and he kind of winced.
I don't want to drill too deep. This is a question anyone can answer, maybe.
Oh.
Because I am a loser in this one. We had a news story yesterday about grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have that story over there by chance, mm-hmm. Christy, about how many people remember the names of their grandparents? And the answer is not
a recent survey.
Grandma, Meemaw, blah, blah.
A recent survey finds 1/3 of Americans cannot name all 4 of their grandparents. While DNA kits that trace one's ancestry has surged in popularity over the years, apparently there are a lot of people out there who don't seem to care too much about where they came from. The survey of 2,000 Americans showed that 1/3 of respondents struggled to climb the branches of their family tree beyond their grandparents, with only 1 in 5 naming one of their great-grandparents.
I think it's amazing.
I think who might
be. I could not name one of my great grandparents.
I'd have to think it through.
And I can name, I think, one of my, yeah, I can name one of my grandfather's names, and I think I may know the other one's name.
Huh.
But they were all dead when I was born. One of them was barely alive.
Yeah, I know all 4 grandparents and at least two great grandparents.
Wow. I know
and there's no chance I know great grandparents.
I know one.
Do you know the names of your grandparents?
Yeah, because a couple of them had funny names. Like my mother's father's name was Vivian.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He went by the name Dick, though. He was at Disney. He was Dick.
Sure.
Yeah, just to really hammer home the fact that he was a male.
Yeah. Ace, isn't there a famous rock star named Vivian?
Vivian Campbell?
Yep.
Vivian Campbell. That's right. He's a guitarist.
Yes.
For,
isn't there a Viv Leopard. Savage or something? Or is that a made-up name? Is that a Spinal Tap? Maybe not.
I just think it's fascinating that, and I could never get the names of one of my great-grandparents.
Yeah, Norma.
I have one. Victoria.
Okay. Norma sounds like a grandparent.
Yeah.
Norma's your great-grandmother?
Yeah, she had Alzheimer's, and it was like Christmas Vacation, where she would come up to me when I was 8 and ask me how the Navy was. I'm totally serious. It was amazing.
Did she know Nick's girlfriend from the restaurant?
It was pretty incredible. And they would go, just answer her. Just
I'm
answer
glad to
her,
see you're not like, shell-shocked.
And they were like, don't argue with her, just say...
Yeah.
It was great, Grandma.
More like you, son.
I remember watching my brother try to ask, like, she went up and she said, oh, how's Cindy doing? How's your wife, Cindy? And that's our mom.
Right.
And watching my little brother have to try to, oh, she's fine.
Oh. Yikes.
Was that Joey Wednesday doing that?
No, it was Johnny.
Oh. I don't want to hear anything about him.
The names are so interesting. Because I did do the Ancestry.com thing.
Sure. You did.
And because they go way back. And you know, all of a sudden, everybody's named. It's much different than today. You know, it's not Jared and Heather. It's Wilbur and Ruth.
Yeah. My dad's name was Wilbur.
There you go.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm. Did he go by Will or
Wib?
Wib.
Wib.
Hmm.
The Wibinator.
That's cool.
That is cool. I knew a guy named. I knew a guy named Webb, which I thought was really cool. But Wib is a great nickname.
Yes.
Your dad was Wib?
Wilbur's dad was Wilbur.
Yeah. We just found this out after
I
all
dodged
these
the
years.
Bullet being Wilbur. My grandfather's middle name was Charles.
Nick Griffin, what's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Maurice.
Oh, man, that's a good name,
here
too.
Here we go.
Isn't that a Steve Miller?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
He speaks of the Poppetus of love. Whatever the hell that is.
It's only half hit.
They made a movie about it, God, whatever
great,
it is.
That's a great song. Would you stop attacking every artist that we like?
I don't. I agree on some.
I saw Billy Joel at the Garden with Billy Gardell, and
Billy Nights. Just Billy.
What did I say?
With Billy Gardell and Billy Joel. It
yeah,
was Billy Nights.
And Steve Miller came out and did 3 songs.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Really nice.
That is cool.
Oh, that was just recently, right?
No, this was probably 2 years ago.
Okay, I thought I read about that happening recently. Well,
but
he
brings out the somebody always at those gardens.
Doing his residency at Madison Square Garden. Mm. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom news desk. Anything else over there of interest?
Are we done with sports?
No, we have one more story.
Oh, all right.
No idea.
We have one more very special story that I have a problem with, but I'm going to soldier on because you know me. I'm not one to complain.
No, never whining.
Organizers. Oh, here we go. Organizers of the 820th Atherstone ball game in the UK.
Oh, this is famous.
I've never heard of it in my life.
Josh, you heard of it?
Yes, because I think we talked about it last year.
Nick, you heard of it?
No.
Ace?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're denying claims that a man's ear was ripped off during the event this year.
What? What kind of games do they play?
The centuries-old game begins with a large ball being thrown from Barclays Bank at 3 p.m. each Shrove Tuesday. Of course, I don't have to tell you guys any of this. You all know this.
Shrove Tuesday,
of course,
yeah. Tuesday,
it's famous.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Participants then simply fight for possession of the ball.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have talked about
but
this before.
This is like, what is it? This is like that the Bulls of Pamplona
right.
meets a game we used to play when we were little that rhymes with smear.
Yeah, yeah.
What
right.
What was the clean name for that?
How did I walk into this?
Dodgeball.
No.
Kill the man. Sometimes.
Elimination?
Yeah.
Elimination.
Yeah.
Videos and pictures of fighting that turned bloody have gone viral on social media. Chief Marshal Robin Renard said, there were images with blood all over the ball that did not look great, but it certainly wasn't anything to do with anyone's ear.
So, is there a guy without an ear going, no, this happened?
Or? We have no idea where it came from about someone's,
easy to prove.
Someone's ear being ripped off. Warwickshire police made no arrest.
Oh, all right. So
it's just a free-for-all. It's a giant brawl.
Yeah.
This would be cool to watch on Sports Station. Is that sports? That was fascinating. I thought,
yeah,
that's a whole melee. Christy Lee once again.
I'd like
at the
to do that here in the studio.
Navy Federal Credit Union
Rip
News
somebody's
desk.
Ear off?
Have a melee.
Really?
Next.
See who's who.
A Wisconsin man's been charged with a criminal offense after he broke a measles quarantine to go to the gym.
Oh, geez.
57-year-old Jeffrey Morawski was under quarantine after contracting the disease last April. The Waukesha County health officials told him to remain home until deemed non-contagious.
Where is this?
This Wisconsin. Is in Wisconsin, oh, Waukesha County.
I know a Jeff Morawski. That's why I'm...
Really?
But instead, he hid inside his wife's car and went to the gym on May 1st.
So he had this last April? How long does measles...
Hell, I don't know.
No. This took place last year.
Oh.
And it's in the news again because of the people with measles right now.
Right. I got you.
It was the only case, I think, of measles in the entire Midwest last year. People don't get it anymore if they get proper vaccinations.
Of course.
According to a court complaint, he was seen by an off-duty sheriff's deputy getting into his wife's car, and soon after, an off-duty deputy pulled, or an on-duty deputy pulled the car over. He did admit to breaking the quarantine because he was going crazy.
This should be an advertisement for every home gym.
Yeah, it should.
Why? This is why you wipe off the equipment before your workout.
There might be a guy with measles there.
Is that P90X? No, it's new from the biohazard company. Although, this is another reason not to go to the gym, though. Communicable disease will discourage you from going home.
What do they say when you have a cold? Do they say to go ahead and work out or not to?
I don't know.
I think most people go ahead and work out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't think so.
But you want to?
I have a problem with people really sweating in the gym.
You want to wipe off
crazy.
The equipment.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Everybody does.
Not everybody does.
They should.
That's why you do it before, in case Typhoid Mary was just all over the...
What's your policy on working out in jeans?
No. Jeans?
No.
I've just seen it. I've seen
Who
it
works
at the
out
school.
In jeans?
I've seen it. I've seen it. The older guys come in their jeans. And
I have seen it, too.
They're strapped on shoes.
Yeah. Dress shoes. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you work out in...
Flannel shirt.
You know, the ultimate of places where...
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got their ultimate.
I think we all work
suits
out
on,
near the same place, don't we?
Nope.
Got to get my reps in, man. I get a set in. Got to get a set in.
Then they walk over to Josh and say, thank you for your service in the Navy.
Let's go along with it.
Oh, yeah, you're good. No, thank you, Grandma.
this next story is a little bit sensitive, and we're going to kind of have to dance around it. This involves the National Film Board of Canada. Which was responsible for many, many a boring documentary when you were a kid.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Were these always at the end of the film strip you would see?
Yeah, National Film Board of Canada. It was always something nature-like, typically. But this involves the human body. Christy, can you dance around the content of this?
Well, pretty much everybody knows what a penis looks like, but what about a woman's...
Oh, okay.
Rosebud.
Main erogenous...
We're going to use the term rosebud.
Rosebud, okay, go with it.
The pink punching bag, can we call it that?
The little man in the boat, what do you want?
Let's go with rosebud, it's more economical.
Not so much, apparently.
The Hooded Wonder?
That's not bad.
The what?
Hooded Wonder.
The National Film Board of Canada on Monday launched an interactive game for mobile devices that takes a playful, informative approach to female sexual satisfaction.
Satisfaction?
Yeah.
Well, do you see how excited she got?
And the role of the so-called... The
love button?
Rosebud.
Love button's good, huh?
The goal here is closing the so-called orgasm gap.
You guys think a love button.
I just kept cramming that down your nose.
I can't say the name of the game, but it's a 5-minute game developed in collaboration with 8 students from the Université de Québec.
What does it rhyme with?
slit.
Uh-oh.
That's
the name of the game? They just call the game that?
We were talking about Quebec, actually. But...
No.
Oh, so the game would be like...
Slit me. The game would be called Slit Me.
Okay.
You ask like, for... Or Quit Me.
Yeah,
or
Hit Me, or... Yeah.
Not Hit Me. That's a bad one.
Oh, yeah, that's not... Yeah, sorry.
I just
Hit Me, not worse than Slit Me?
Unless you like it, and then we'll hit you.
I'm just... you guys missed the phrase orgasm gap.
Yes.
Orgasm gap.
Yeah.
That's like a place you'd go visit... Well, we're going to hit
the Butch and Sundays.
We're going to hit the Delaware Water Gap, and we're going over to the Orgasm Gap.
The goal of this game is to inform people about the Rosebud in an effort to close that orgasm gap between men and women.
Okay.
To make it realistic for guys, Josh, you have to play it blindfolded.
Didn't you say you played as the player is the rosebud? Is that how that works? Or
no, it's an
are
app.
Are you trying to hit it?
It's an app.
It's an app. Oh. It's a game on an app that you just, I would assume you use your fingers.
I would, yeah, maybe you're, maybe, and I don't think you want to be licking on your phone.
No. That's probably not. Although the new iPhones are water, very, I think they're water.
Yeah, you want a screen protector.
They don't want to say waterproof, but it's pretty close.
It has sound on it if they go around back. You're not close.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.